gosh. Look what she's wearing. It's so last season. Ew.
It's time for Fashion on the Fly.
Fashion on the Fly. Only on 93.1 Jams.
We are back at it with Fashion on the Fly each and every Tuesday at 7:40. The beautiful Miss Kelsey Christine is in studio doing her thing. And of course, you must follow her because you're going to get the best of what she has to offer at It's Me Kelsey 22. So hi, Miss Kelsey.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, guys.
Hi.
I'm excited for today's topic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were really surprised like this was even a thing, but we are loving them. By the way, we're on Facebook Live. So tell us, girl, what are we talking about today?
Yeah, so a few weeks ago, I shared a dress on my Instagram stories with a sweater over it, and people were like, what is this? I didn't know you could do this. Mm-hmm. So I figured I'd put a whole video together on how you can style a dress with a sweater. Cool. And there's tons of different ideas, like tons of different ways you can wear it. And it's crazy. So, you guys said, you didn't even know this is a thing.
No,
I did not. And I started looking at your video, which is really good. So, are there certain types of dresses and sweaters to start with? Can it be any dress or any sweater?
It can pretty much be any dress and any sweater. You'll want like more of a looser fitting sweater though. So, if you guys are on Facebook Live, I have this sweater here. It's just a looser fit, just like casual comfy sweater from H&M. Any looser fit or even a crop top works too. You just want that like looser fit so that you're able to style it with a sweater, which we'll go into in just a little bit. And then, any dress, it can be different patterns. You might not want to mix patterns unless they obviously match, but that's pretty much it. So it's pretty simple rules when it comes to that.
Ooh, okay. Digging on that.
Yeah.
So, Miss Kelsey, what are the ways you style then a sweater with a dress?
Okay, so I on the blog, too, I have a video, and on Instagram, I have a video sharing my looks. But I'm going to, if you're on Facebook Live, you guys can see this, but I got the sweater here, and I'm wearing a, what do you call this? Swing dress from Old Navy right now, and then this little tiny belt. So first way to wear it is to tuck it under a belt. So I'm going to put this on.
Oh, I like it.
I'm actually going to stand.
I know. So live. Yes. Live.
She is standing.
Yep, I'm doing live. I got to adjust my mic here. Okay. So you put the sweater on. And then you're going to tuck it under the belt. So you're just going to take your sweater. So the belt is hitting at my waist right now, too.
Okay.
Sorry if you guys can hear me. I'm going to adjust the mic there. So then you're just going to take the sweater and tuck it under.
Okay. That's so you're taking the bottom of your sweater. You're tugging it under your belt.
And all the way around, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't have a mirror right now, so this is a little difficult.
No, it looks good.
And actually, one thing I didn't do is loosen the belt just like a couple notches.
Sure.
So that you have a little bit of extra room for the sweater to go under. And then you're just going to pull it out until it's where you like it. I don't know if it's under all the way in the back. There we go. For Facebook Live. Okay. And then you're just going to pull and adjust it. And then it's
very cute.
How cute.
You made it into a crop top.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. And it's like a loose fitting, but crop top. But you just tuck it right under the belt and you're good to go.
Nice.
And then the second way is also you're using the belt. Let me undo this. You can just put the belt over the sweater.
Okay.
So I have the sweater all the way laying over this dress and I just put the belt over.
What do you mean by a swing dress?
Swing dress means like, it's just like flowy. It's like a flowy dress. So if you guys are familiar with like Old Navy swing dresses, they're just like a t-shirt or I think they have long sleeve and tank top swing dresses.
Okay.
It's just like able to swing when you're standing. Like
I like it.
Flowy and loose.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Yep. And so you put this belt right over. I can do this. There we go. And then it's a whole...
It's a whole nother outfit.
Another outfit.
Whole nother look.
Oh my gosh.
Gotta make sure to come back to the mic when I talk. Yeah, and then, okay, so a third style. Actually, no, there's one other way. So when you have the belt over the sweater, you can actually do the opposite of tucking it under and just pull it out. So essentially like tucking it into the belt.
Okay.
See how I'm just pulling the sweater out?
Yeah.
Hopefully my dress isn't pulling up in the back. And then you just gotta hide the sweater edges and you're good to go.
Oh, wow.
This is a great traveling outfit. Like three different looks in one day.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good.
It essentially looks like the same with the like tucking under the belt. It's just a different way to do it. This way, tucking it under hides your belt a little bit more.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Cute.
And then the third way is to use a hair tie. So I have.
Ooh.
Let me take this off real quick. So I have a little Invisibobble. You guys know what these are? Yeah. These are amazing and they don't kink your hair.
I've gotten those for Gia.
Yeah.
For my daughter.
They're seriously like awesome.
Okay.
My belt's fallen here. So all you do is take your hair tie and fold your sweater under in the back.
Okay.
Fold it under and then grab all the fabric, pull it to the front, and then you're just going to tie it. And I like to kind of like fold over, if you guys can see here, where I just make like that knot. So you got that, and then kind of pull it to loosen it a little bit and tuck it under.
Oh, should I be doing that with my tuck?
Oh, you can. Yeah, look at that. Yeah.
And then, although I don't want to show my belly button.
But you're wearing jeans, so the tie looks great.
Oh,
with
okay.
That. Yeah. But see how bulky this is? Yeah. You don't want to just be like, hey, let's let it flow. Yeah.
You know what? So that's such a good tip, because there's times that I've tried to knot like a shirt.
Yeah.
And it doesn't knot very well.
Oh, I always
and
then, use a hair tie. It's so much
oh
easier.
Oh, my gosh.
Or a little like clear band for your hair.
Sure.
Okay. Work well, too.
Oh, wow, look at that.
And then you can't even tell that you're tying it. Yeah.
Well, yeah, when it was our age back in the day, we used to use a scrunchie.
We did.
Remember,
oh,
we used to
scrunchies are back in.
Oh, those are in?
I think they're coming back, right?
Oh, good.
Okay, they're coming back. Okay.
And then one other way, actually, it's still the same way, but you can do the same thing, but do it in the back.
So okay,
like, you can tie it. You can fold it under in front and then tie it in the back and tuck
That's
it.
That's so much easier.
It looks good either way.
Oh my gosh.
You should see me trying to tie stuff.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
Love
so for those of us that'll forget how to style these, I know you said there's a video because I started watching it on your blog, right?
Yes. So on my blog, I included the video and it's also on Instagram, or it's IGTV. Mm-hmm. So if you guys aren't familiar, I got asked recently and people were like, what is IGTV?
Yeah.
IGTV is like the YouTube for Instagram. So it's still on my feed on IG, like on my profile. And it's also on IGTV, the app, which is, it's super confusing, but it's over on there and it shows 8 different ways to style. Some of them are very similar, but 8 different ways to style a sweater over dress.
Love it.
Nice.
Yeah. So if you guys forget, you can just head back there and watch it. Or check out the blog post.
Since you are a professional blogger, because it's no joke. I mean, this girl has over 23,000 followers. For people that are in Instagram, what is, and this is a side note just for work purposes for people to promote their stuff. Yeah. Is it better to do a story or the IGTV?
Yeah.
Just curious.
See, it depends. It really depends. People love watching stories, but IGTV is one way that you can have it all together and not like chopped up.
Oh, got it. Okay.
And it's all together in one video in one place. Honestly, they both do pretty well. Stories do really well, but and you can save those to your highlights. So like my little circles on
looking
at me, I'm like making sure what you know what the highlight is.
So you can save the stories to highlights?
Yeah. So that they, instead of going away after 24 hours, they actually save. So I save all, if you look on my profile, I have tons of stuff on there that are saved from previous stories.
She's a genius at this.
I know. Live,
the Facebook or the Instagram lives, you can't save to highlights.
Okay,
so
got
keep
it.
That behind. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
That's good to know. Mm-hmm. We understand the language that you are speaking.
Yeah. Little IT there.
Yes.
For sure.
All right, Kelsey, if someone were to recreate your look using your tips, how can they tell you about it?
Yeah, so if anyone recreates any of my looks, it could be anything, makeup look or just you have inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
I love when people tag me on Instagram. If you repost it on your stories or on your feed and you tag me or even DM me and, you know, show me what you're doing, I love sharing those on my story too.
Oh, nice.
So I'll always try to share it if I see it, but I only see it if you guys tag me. So
yeah,
if you recreate these looks, definitely tag me because I'd love to see them.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Well, you can get exclusive access to Kelsey's blog posts and weekly styling tips by texting the word FLY, F-L-Y, to 608-321-0931. Kelsey, tell us where we can find you.
So I am on Instagram, as Krista said. I'm at It's Me Kelsey22, and Kelsey is K-E-L-S-I-E. And then I'm also on the blog at KelseyChristine.com. Yeah. YouTube is Kelsey Christine. And then you can also find me on Facebook and Twitter at It's Me Kelsey22.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Mm-hmm.
Girl. All the places.
Yeah.
I love it. Listen, Matt Town, if you, again, are interested in becoming a professional blogger like Kelsey, you definitely want to follow this girl. She definitely knows what's going on. And we always are so appreciative of you, styling us all for free.
All the tips. Yes. All the tips. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
There you have it. Oh, and I'll see, you're going to be out.
I'll be gone for the next 2 weeks. So if you guys are following me, you'll be able to see, live vicariously through me. Yeah. I'm going to Hawaii this weekend. So I will be gone for the next two Tuesdays. So
nice. So lucky.
I know.
All right. Well, do you have all your bathing suits picked out?
Oh, yeah.
Yes and no.
Okay.
I'm going to get some last minute ones, I think, but a lot of them are from last year because I was obsessed with all the ones I got last year.
And you get a lot of them from Cup Sheet, right?
Is it Cup Sheet? Cup Sheet is one of my favorites, but Cup Sheet's also on Amazon now.
Oh,
yeah, they're a little everywhere. Bit more. They add like $5 probably, but for the convenience of having it shipped in 2 days.
Oh, I got you.
$5 kind of, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, well, they're cute.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I started buying those because of you.
Yeah, they're really like honestly like my favorites, and they're good quality surprisingly for the
they
price.
They are. Yeah. Actually, Tracy, the bathing suit I gave you was from Cupshe.
Yeah.
I gave her one of mine.
A very nice bathing suit.
And I'm all. I know you like two pieces, but I'm a one piecer. I'm a one piece girl.
Oh, I'm a one piecer.
Oh, I thought you were a bikini.
No, I like the monokini. All right, all right.
Yeah. Monokini.
I like the monokini.
I'm a one piecer. I just like to, you know, hold everything together in one spot.
Well, we love it. Kelsey Christine, once again, sharing her fashion tips with Fashion on the Fly. We'll put up all her information and have a fabulous time.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's Kristen in the Morning Rush right here on 931 Jam.